the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday, July 29th. We welcome you to the OPT Network. And as the case with every single Monday, we want to encourage you to get your momentum going as you are hopefully already back up and on the grind, getting ready to start your work week. We hope that you had an incredible weekend. We hope right now that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely and staying engaged, still seeing way too many people on handheld devices as they're traveling throughout the day. And I guess it's something that we're just not going to break in one day. So we keep reminding you to please stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for kids that are out and about. And I'm telling you, I keep saying it's the last days of summer vacay for our kids, and they are soaking it up. More and more kids are out and about. And we do. We love to see our kids playing and enjoying. But it is our responsibility to make sure that we're watching out for them. We also want to remind you about road construction throughout every city, USA. Make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get through that construction safely and slowly. Also, we want to remind you about the South Traffic Circle. Still seeing way too many wrecks in the traffic circle. And switching gears just a little bit, I want to remind you, so many people are reaching out and connecting with our website. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can also connect with us at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. If you don't go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, just send your correspondence through the mail or simply phone us at 318-445-5658. But I'm going to tell you, our website is the single best resource in connecting with us. Thank you for all of your submissions. We're getting them. We're working on them. And you know what? We want to say they are critically important. So thank you. Y'all, it is Momentum Monday. We hope that your morning is up and started. We hope that you are declaring your momentum. But most importantly, we hope that you're speaking those good, positive things into your spirit, into your psyche this morning, and declaring that today is going to be a great day filled with momentum. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. It's 7:40. We've got to take a break, but we're back with more right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to Momentum Monday. If you're just getting started, it's 7:45, and this is On Point Talk. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, SINLA Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow by volunteering. You can get more information. You can get stipends to help mentor, to help guide and lead our young people, and to really just be there for children. Here's the number for more information. It's 318-484-2260. Also, Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hixonhasit.com. Well, I tell you what, I don't know about you this Momentum Monday, but I am feeling totally invigorated. In fact, we are feeling, DC and I, are feeling totally invigorated after this weekend. DC convinced me that it was time for us to just kind of step away from fishing. Yes, we did not fish this weekend, and do something that we really, really love doing that we haven't done, DC, in a long while, and that's just really get away for some R&R, get away to a place that our family just absolutely loves. And so this weekend, we spent our weekend down in Destin, Florida. Oh, yeah. When I said Destin, Florida, I just went back there for a moment, but it was absolutely amazing from start to finish. And you know what, DC? I just didn't realize how important R&R was to rejuvenating my mind, body, and spirit.
He's back.
Absolutely. Talk about the weekend for yourself, DC.
Oh, Carlette, it was just absolutely divine. That's all I can say, man. Just, you know, being out on the beach, like a beach bum,
mm-hmm.
it was just, oh, man, I wish I could still be there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just love the water.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love it. Not just lake water, but ocean water, just
mm-hmm.
water, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And you know what? It was good to just lie on the beach and just really unwind.
Oh,
and just empty your brain of Ooh. All of the monotony, all of the things that come to distract you.
Serenity.
Serenity is absolutely right. And this morning I want to say to people who may not be able to take a vacay, who may not be able to get away, as we were meditating this morning and getting ready, I was thinking, you know, everybody can't go out on a vacation and leave whatever it is they're doing. But there are other really neat things that you can do that are really right close that will allow you that same sense of peace and serenity. And for a long time, I felt like, you know, because what we love what we do, it's not work, but sometimes you still have to just take five. You still have to just get away.
Right. You just have to give your brain a break
mm-hmm.
from all the hustle and bustle and you know, the decision making.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just getting away and say, okay, you know, what do y'all want
to
do?
Mm-hmm. And we don't have to decide anything when we're on R&R. All we have to do is just be. I mean, lying on the beach, walking on the harbor, just enjoying our family, taking some time for young David Christmas to just have fun. You know, he's been working really hard all summer, just mowing lawns and making his extra money, and baseball and football, and soon they will be back into football practice with two-a-days, and the grind starts over. And sometimes we forget that our kids need some fun, and they need some R&R away from their routines. And so for us, DC and I have been going to Florida for how many years now consistently? Probably
since the mid-80s.
Since
we graduated from high school.
Since we graduated from high school, we have been going to Florida, and it is a place that is very, very dear to us. And we have started sharing that place with David, our son, since he was really in the womb. I've got shots of us on the beach. I'm looking very much like a beached whale, and it has just continued. And so it's a place that he's come to love. And I'm going to tell y'all this morning, I just feel so at peace, so mellow, so just calm and in that good place. And this morning we want to pass that on to you with the momentum that we encourage you to have every single morning. And I know sometimes you can't get away, as I said earlier, but there are things that you can do with your family that don't cost a lot of money. And one of the things that we do when we can't get away is we just pack a picnic lunch and we go out to the park or we go out to the lake and we just enjoy. So there's lots of ways, DC, that you can just
Absolutely.
Enjoy each other.
Yes.
And so for you, I know you've been having a lot on your plate, a lot to deal with. How good was it to just be on the white sand, the sugary white sand?
It was absolutely excellent, Carlette. You know, basically with me, I'm accustomed to having a lot of things going on at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I know how to compartmentalize information and stuff and deal with things as they come up and as they arise. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I try not to let too many things bother me like I used to. You
mm-hmm.
know, I used to be all wound up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, you know, I pull the stick out. You know, I pull the stick out. It's just, life is just too short, you know. But, you know, just being in Florida and being around so many people that were just in, you know, you know, you often see people and you see them when they're not at their best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be out there with everybody on vacay and see how everybody is in there being their best self and
mm-hmm.
in the best place
mm-hmm.
where they're not worried about work. They're not worried about the daily going ons of
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just all just free spirited and so cordial to
mm-hmm.
one another
mm-hmm.
and just having such a beautiful time just on the water, on the harbor, wherever we went. You know, Deuce and I just rode jet skis until our arms were just still feeling the pain. You know, and who knew those jet skis? Because I hadn't ridden them in about 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They are just extremely faster than what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the first time in my life, I think I had some real, real fear
Mm-mm.
of speed. Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Real fear of speed.
Yes, because I like to go fast. Oh, I used to.
I think that's.
I found
called,
myself sort of tipping around.
I think that's called wisdom, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't see any tipping. I don't know what you're talking about.
Shucks.
I didn't see any tipping.
Well, you know, I was going fast when I was just in straightaways. You
uh-huh.
know, I used to turn. Remember when we used to ride them all the time? I'd turn so fast I'd get thrown off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't get thrown off not one
mm-hmm.
time. You know.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm so thankful for you, DC, for just saying, you know what, throwing down the gauntlet and saying, we're going. And
right.
I was protesting. I was like, well, we don't, you know, we don't need to do it. We don't. But you know what? I'm just glad we did. We had a beautiful suite. I mean, it couldn't have been, the weather could not have been more optimal. Everything is just,
beautiful.
It's just like the stars and the planets all lined up.
And it was time, because most of you know we don't just take off any time. And we only took one day off of work.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
One day, you know, Friday was a pre-recorded show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just decided to do that and take off Thursday morning
mm-hmm.
right after the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there. We started beaching Thursday time we got there. And then, of course, we had Friday and Saturday just all days where we were able to go out and different little excursions, ride jet skis, you know, mm-hmm. go out and see the sea life,
mm-hmm.
the glass bottom boats and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So we just really had a really, really wonderful time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, this little mini vacation really makes me see that everybody needs to put some time aside, set some time aside for themselves and their families and our kids. And it's a time where you can really just connect as a family.
Yes.
You don't take any of the electronics. You just connect with each other and you just are there in the moment. And as you said, there's no more beautiful place than the harbor and the beach and the water and the smell.
Right.
Of the salt water.
And Destin is just a beautiful place mm-hmm. all the way around. Destin, Sandestin is just, it is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, when I say it is like a haven away from real life. It is absolutely beautiful. It just doesn't get any more beautiful than that
mm-hmm.
on the ocean.
And you know what's so even more amazing about Destin, Sandestin is that it's really, really close to us. It's not a bad trip at all.
Not bad at all.
I mean, we got there early. We got there in time to soak up the beach and the fun. And the people and the hospitality is just simply amazing. And this past weekend was one of the biggest vacation weekends down in Florida where
yes,
it was booked jam-packed. We were just blessed to get a wonderful suite. And people from all parts of the country were in Florida this weekend.
Yes, they were. I mean, they had, the SEC was represented so good. I mean, it's amazing to see people bring their.
Only us would look at the SEC on vacation.
Alabama, LSU, just Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, it's just amazing to see how seriously people take that sport.
Yeah, and it was good to just connect with people. Everybody just really in that vacation mode of relaxation.
Really?
And just, you know, everybody just warm and friendly.
And nobody you meet, you just don't know what they do for a living. You don't know, you
mm-hmm.
know. I mean, it's just, you know, where are you from? How long are you guys going to be here? That mm-hmm. type of situation. Just everybody's turned down. It is really a really great feeling to just be around people.
Mm-hmm.
All types of people from all backgrounds and everybody just really loving on each other. It's really was good for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good for me, Carlette. I have to admit, man, I feel like a new man.
You
know, I had a chance, like you say, to really empty out all of the poison,
mm-hmm.
the things that, you know, the day-to-day life that you think is a big deal that's really not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you get away and really see or have a little time to think and meditate on what you've been doing and what's been going on in your life, to really step back from it and to be able to appreciate that none of that stuff really means anything.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? As you said that, DC, I just want to share with people that are driving in or listening at work that sometimes life will present things that seem insurmountable.
Yes.
That seem so gargantuan, so huge, that you wonder what in the world. But then when you just, if you can just step out of it for just a short time and realize that the things in life that happen, we are not in control. That there is a source greater than ourselves right. that is in control of the universe and that controls it a trillion times better than we ever could. And you just stop and you just release. Let me tell you something. You know how I tell you guys all the time, I am always reading. I am always seeking information and looking for great things to share with you and to encourage us all. This weekend, I did take books to the beach, but I didn't read one. It was I felt like I felt like I was just on simple overload. Too much information, too much stuff. And I just took the time to really connect with God and the universe. And if you are ever out on the beach and you just lie there and you close your eyes,
yes,
and you just listen to the waves crashing and the wind blowing. DC, was the weather just Did God shine down on us with the weather?
The weather was absolutely divine.
Every time we have gone to Florida, it has been blazing hot. This weekend, it was just amazing.
It was almost like God just knew we needed.
Mm-hmm.
To just, because sometimes I'd be hot and bothered on those vacations. I really do. I mean, I'm like, it's just so hot. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just go back to the suite and lounge.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We did not lounge a whole bunch at all. The whole time we were there, we were on some type of excursion or mm-hmm. doing something. And I really would like to say, too, I thought that I wouldn't have eaten as healthy as I did. I didn't go crazy.
No, you did good.
No, I didn't go crazy. Because we did go out for some lavish restaurants.
We did.
Really had. And, you know, I'm not one time just overindulged in any sweets.
And I think that that showed a lot of growth. A lot of growth, and I was really proud of you. In fact, when you came back home, you were actually down.
Yeah, I actually lost 2 pounds.
On the scale. And so, you know.
That made me happy, really.
And I just want to say this about young David Christmas, and I know people know our son through the show because we talk about him a lot, but he is a young man that, even though he's an only child, he's not spoiled a bit. He doesn't ask for much. And one of the things that we did was we did some shopping. And he is a young man that works every opportunity that he gets. And no matter what his dad asked him to do with mowing the lawn, with picking up debris out of the yard from the trees, we've got lots of trees. We live in the country in Cheneyville, and we've got lots of pecan trees, and they're always dropping limbs. And he gets right to it. And so he had his little money. And so one of the things that we did, we all wanted to kind of go out and shop, and he purchased some things, and we had stopped at a really neat little sort of boutique to kind of get some refreshments, and we went in and we stopped and we got some snacks there, and we just kind of fellowshipped, and he left his bag in the little restaurant area. And when he realized that he had left his bag, that he had spent his money on some things that he wanted, and he ran back to the store. But his dad had just been telling him about being out on vacation and about being prey.
Being on high alert.
Being on a high alert.
That's what I call it. You gotta be on alert.
Absolutely. And so he went back to where we were, and his bag was missing. It was gone.
Excellent time to teach. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Teachable moment.
And as a mother, I felt just crushed because he had spent his money that he had worked for. And I mean, he pulls out his little bank card and, you know, handles his business, doesn't ask us really for much of anything. And he said, I asked the lady and then I asked the man at the register, and nobody had seen the bag, and he said, well, it's gone. And so those are just times where we can teach our kids that everybody is not honest, and that especially when you're away from home, there are always those people, those opportunists that are looking for an opportunity to get you if they can. And so that was one of those incredibly kind of sad for a mom, teachable moments. But dad said, you see, I just talked to you about this morning, about being on high alert, understanding your surroundings, watching what's going on. And I think that that's a teachable moment all the time, making sure that we're watching out for ourselves and our goods, because there are always people that are just not that honest. And so, you know, he got past it. And it was one of those great, great moments. And then what I love about a great dad is that DC went back to the store and he shared with the lady what had happened. And he did repurchase the items for Deuce that he had gotten stolen. But it was just one of those times where, you know what, you just hate it, but you just don't want him to lose something that he had worked for, and it was just a lesson. And you know what? There's always opportunities to teach. Hey, everybody, you're on point. I hope that you've got your impetus, your momentum on this Momentum Monday. It's only about 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. We hope that you're on your way. But if not, you are on point. Stay with us. We're back after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. 18th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Federal Louisa loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Part of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria, Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, also the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Serving Rapides Parish, you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Now, this morning, we're switching gears, and I want to talk about something that's really, really, I believe, on the hearts of a lot of people, D.C., and that is something called fear of failure. Last week, after we spoke to Joanne Lawrence, who is the lead business opportunity specialist at the Louisiana Small Business Training Initiative Program in Alexandria. I really took so much away from her conversation and the work that she's doing with small businesses, and especially with women-owned businesses. And this morning, it was really heavy on my heart about, you know, when you go off to other places like Florida, and even in your own community, you look around and you see all of the businesses that are really just working. And they all, I realize, started with one thing, an idea. It started in someone's womb, and they had to birth it out. And so this morning, DC, the question that I wanted to ask of all of the people listening is this: do you have an inherent fear of failure? And have you not attempted those things that are deep within you because you are afraid of failing? And so many people come to a point in their life when they realize that they have allowed the fear of failing to keep them in what I call dirty, stagnant living. You know how if you live in the country or you've been around or seen dirty water that is just lying there, it's not moving, it has no life, and it just sits there. And many of us have allowed that to happen. Now, I know we're talking about momentum, and I hope this conversation will start to put that momentum back down into your spirit, and you start to begin to live again. You start to move out of that dirty, stagnant water, or that dirty, stagnant living. And then you start wanting better for your life. But yet you're still moving forward, but you're moving forward in fear. And then if you're not careful, before you know it, fear becomes your constant companion. You start living and moving from a place of fear. And then before you know it, fear begins to permeate not just your mind, but your soul. I mean, it starts to go in like a cancer, and it just starts to eat away. But what I'm here to tell you this morning is that there are people, there are things that we can do to change that. And so as we were vacationing this weekend with young David Christmas, he's got such an entrepreneurial spirit. And so as we went to do the rentals, the jet skis and other things that we rented, he started figuring out, I wonder how much the jet skis cost. And then what he did was started figuring out what they were getting per rental, approximately how many people were coming through that were renting those skis, what they had to pay for being able to lease or buy on the beach, on the harbor. And so it started me to thinking that if a 13-year-old can think about a business opportunity and can be so progressive about how much money they're making and how long it would take to pay the jet skis off, and then he started, you know, figuring out, okay, what they cost and if this was the top of the line and, you know, the whole scenario. So I started saying, if a 13-year-old can think like that about a business, what can we do as adults? And then as we were lying on the beach, I asked DC the question. I said, why is it that some people just step out? You know, because when we walked down the harbor, there were people that had such simple businesses, DC, just simple businesses like, okay, I'm going to sell ice cream from a little booth that was just big enough maybe for two people to stand inside of it. And I'm not going to do anything elaborate, excuse me, with the ice cream. I'm going to sell vanilla and chocolate. And then I'm going to have some toppings for you. Keep it simple. And then I started saying that all started with an idea that this is what I'm going to do. And so I ask you, DC, I said, how is it that all of our lives we started these ventures and we see people who, and we were talking about a friend of ours who, as we were traveling back, we came back through Baton Rouge. And I guess what really made me think about this, and stay with me here because I'm going someplace. We started thinking about a friend who had an idea in his belly for a business that was so profitable. And he had probably more than 20 years of experience at this business, DC. And when he was contemplating buying this land, I believe, and as we passed by the place that he did not buy, but had talked about for years and years and years, it did just what I believe God had shown him it would do. It was booming. And I said to you, why does the fear of failure consume people? People that are smart, people that have worked in a business for years, that understand the business. And you said, what? Why do you think that he allowed that fear to keep him from starting this business that was, is just now that strip of land in, yes, in Baton Rouge is incredibly successful.
Yes, and I can remember having conversations with him, and him saying, "Look, I'm talking with the banker. You know, they're saying this is promising, this is fine." And you know, he met all of the qualifications, but when it came down to doing it, he didn't do it. And you know, he continues to this day to work for someone else, and be dealt with like that, you know, in ways that he doesn't, you know. He called me about 6 months ago and said, "Man, these folks just fired me for absolutely no reason," mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, so none of our little circle at that time could really understand why he wouldn't go out and do what he was saying that he was going to do. And, you know, and we all just could only chalk it up to be that he was fearful.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fear of not being successful and losing everything that he has already.
Right.
You know, and that's what happens when you have something and you try to hold on to it so tight. You know, you just can't do anything else because you're trying to hold on to that. You just got to let it go. You got to take a risk to be able to be in business. If you're not a risk taker, you're not going to be able to be in business for yourself. That's just how it is.
And Joanne said something that stuck with me. She said, you have to have skin in the game. In other words, absolutely, you have to have some investment in the game for others to want to invest in you.
And I think that was a lot of what his problem was, too, is because he had to invest a lot of his own money. And in companies like the one he was trying to get, they won't just let you come in with what they have. You know, you have to invest some of your stuff so that you'll be equally as invested, and it has... You have a problem with it going under.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to give it everything that you have, because if it doesn't work, you're going to lose.
Absolutely.
And that part of it just makes a lot of people very afraid, because I've been, you know, if that person thinks I've been working 20 or 30 years to get what I have, then I don't want to just lose it on some harebrained scheme or idea. But that's exactly what you have to do. I mean, especially if you know in your knower that it is something that will work. You know, you just have to put up what you have to put up, and others put up what they have to put up to make it successful. And that's what stops a lot of would-be business owners,
mm-hmm.
when they have to come out of their own pockets with something that they've saved and invested in and just have. It just makes them fearful.
And I just want to add that this business was not a fly-by-night business. This was a business very much almost like, we liken it to McDonald's, where the company gives you all of the training. You go to school, you go into other businesses, and they teach you from A to Z. They're not just putting you in the business saying, here you go. And then in order to get into the school, you've had to have so many years of experience and have worked in management and leadership in the company. So he had all the goods. He had everything he needed to be successful. But what he did have that would not allow him to move was the straitjacket. I'm going to call it the straitjacket of fear. And this morning, if you're traveling in and you're staying in a place of drudgery where you cannot stand it, I am saying to you, and I believe this is prophetic for somebody, do not be afraid to invest in yourself. And this is what DC and I said when we came out of our jobs. And this was our creed. We said, if we will not work as hard for ourselves as we have for others. I know DC has made millions of dollars in the companies that he has worked for others. And we said, if we cannot or refuse to work as hard for ourselves as we have for others, then we will throw in the towel and we deserve to go back and work for someone else. And so I would say to you this morning, how is it that you can go in and you can give? And there's nothing wrong with this. If you're on a job, you absolutely need to give 110%. You need to give all that you have. But how is it that you can do that for someone else? Now, I'm not talking about people that don't want to be business owners. I'm not talking about you. That's fine. Everybody doesn't have in their belly or in their womb to own their own. I'm speaking specifically to those people this morning that have said for years and years and years, I've got this idea. I'm speaking to you because what did resonate in my spirit all weekend long was Joanne Lawrence's conversation about people and starting their businesses. And then I started to go back in my own mind and I started looking at the hundreds and thousands of dollars that DC and I spent without a plan. And we don't want you to be like that. We want you to take whatever money you have and get with someone that can help you to create a plan. But if you are working right now, you're going in, and I mean you are giving it your all. I mean you're kicking butt at your job. But boy, you've got an idea. I am saying to you, what are you waiting for to get started? You first have to recognize that you do have a fear of failure and start from there. Hey, I hear the music, everybody. It's 27 after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:27 Eastern, and you're on point. I got to take a break, but we're back with more right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. and can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, J&J Exterminating. Listen, they can come out and take care of your home or your business. They're the largest independently owned pest control firm in Louisiana, and you can phone for an absolutely no-cost consultation at 800-819-5323, or if you're in Alexandria, 318-448-4000. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Remember, they still have free mammograms if you're 40 years old or older. Phone Diane Kitts, 318-487-1122. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and Davis One Stop in the heart of Cheneyville.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. This morning, we want to get your momentum going with talking about moving past your fear of failure to get started in whatever those things are that you have been putting off for the last decade or the last two decades. It's just time. And one of the things that I want to share is a great story from Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And he tells the story of a gold miner that had found some gold, and then he quit when he couldn't find any more. He sold the equipment for just a few hundred dollars to a junk man. And the man knew that gold ran in veins and started digging toward a vein. And he found the vein of gold about 3 feet from the last failed attempt. And in that story, we don't really know why the man gave up. Fear of failure in finding gold, especially since his family and friends helped fund the digging at the gold mine. But really, the moral of the story is this. Failure, and I love this quote, failure is the tuition you pay for success. Walter Brunel said that, DC. Failure is the tuition that we pay for success. And sometimes, sad to say, sometimes we do have to fail. And it's not a given that when you step out into a thing that you will succeed. But I've said it many, many times that I'd rather fail trying than never have known what would have happened. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to make a decision to recognize that you do have a twinge, and for some people it's more than a twinge, about fearing and failure. And then take a look at your life. And then when you take hold of yourself, you begin to look beyond yourself. And what DC and I have learned over the years, DC, is that the things that we have done that were successful, when we stop taking credit for those things, mm-hmm. and start understanding that it was so much bigger than us. That's when we really, don't you think that's when we really got on the right path?
Oh, yes, Carlette. But just kind of sort of to piggyback on what you were saying, a lot of people, I feel, are afraid of, it's not so much afraid of failing in the venture that they're going to do. A lot of them are gripped on to what they already have,
mm-hmm.
and they have a fear of losing that. Like, for instance, you take a person that has a job. It's hard to get that person to leave a job to start a new venture. It's just hard,
mm-hmm.
because they've come accustomed to what that job provides for them, even if they can see that the venture that they would like to do is going to be successful. They get debilitated by the fear of losing that job.
Mm-hmm.
It really does scare a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know it seems like a cliche, like, you know, we're thinking, wow, you know, because we don't mind, you know, we will step out
right
in a minute.
Right.
But everybody just cannot do that and just say, you know what, I'm gonna quit this job of 20 years. And you start thinking, what if it doesn't work? Then I'm gonna have to come back here and start over, and then I have to deal with the shame of people. You know, you just gotta put all that away and press through the fear. And if whatever your source is showing you that it's gonna be okay, you just gotta trust that and move forward and go into what you believe is your destiny. But if you don't do that, you will never be what God put you here to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because fear will debilitate you, and fear is of the devil.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when we were on the beach this weekend, my mind took me back to Michelle Hoskins from Chicago, who started making this honey butter syrup down in her basement. And she said, you know what? Everybody thought she was crazy. She was a teacher. She was educated. She had gotten a divorce. And she was ready to step away from that job. It was not fulfilling for her. And even though in her spirit, and she was built to be a teacher, she wasn't built to be a teacher necessarily in the classroom. She was built to teach people to do what ultimately she would become a millionaire at doing. And I said to DC, and I guess this is why I really wanted to have this conversation with you all, and I know we talk about it a lot, but I believe that it is for those people that are teetering right there on the edge. And I said to DC, as we were just sort of just lying there and I'm closing my eyes and just thinking about being on the beach, I said, all of the wonderful people that we have had an opportunity to speak to over the few years that we have been doing the show have really made an impartation, not only in our lives, but hopefully in your lives as well. And Michelle was one of those people, DC, that started with absolutely nothing. Then she moved into her calling of making this syrup. She appeared on Oprah not once, not twice, but three times talking about her business and her successes. And she successfully got her syrup placed in some of the largest supermarkets in the country. Here's a lady that had no idea how to get this done, but just knew that she had a good product. But she refused to quit. She refused to take no as an answer. And every time she was faced with no, she picked herself up and she dusted herself off until she got to the yes. And I said to DC, this story, among the many stories that we have heard and told, really speaks to possibility. And every time I see people doing amazing things, the word possibility surfaces in my spirit. And this morning, if you're trying to get your barriers, your bearings, and you're trying to get your momentum, but you're driving in and you just are negged out, I am telling you to replace those thoughts and then make plans. Make plans to get with people like Joanne Lawrence, like Johnny Venardo, like The Incubator, Mr. Joe Page, and all of these great programs that help to propel you, to push you toward your destiny. These people are so amazing at what they do. Don't be afraid to put up money, to get a loan, to take your savings, if you believe in yourself and your idea. And you know, I read this incredible thing that talked about brick walls. And brick walls are seemingly there to stop you in the natural, but they're really not. People who are destined for success climb over those walls. They find ways to break through, and you can too. Hey everybody, this is Smart Talk for smart people. You're on point. We'll be back right after this.
Children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing HUD or Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Part of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday, and if you're on your way, it's 8:51. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached in Bunkie at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas 337-942-9939. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. In Bunkie, you can reach him at 318-346-6695. And this morning, as we are wrapping up our conversation with fear of failure, I want to encourage all of those people that are saying, you know what, you're talking to me and you want to sign up for the workshops starting on the 6th and 7th of August. Here's how you can do it. You can go to jo.lawrence@sba.gov. Or you can simply phone 504-589-6688. Reserve your place at the workshop. It's August 6th and 7th. We're going to talk about it a little bit more right before the workshop, but we don't want you to get left out. And most importantly, we don't want you to be so debilitated by fear that you absolutely just quit. And during the break, I was telling DC about the brick wall, about an article I had read about the brick wall. And he said, you know, I think that scholars sometimes overanalyze the brick wall. But for you, DC, you said the brick wall was symbolic of what for you?
The devil.
And what else?
And, you know, I mean, it's just obstacles that are going to be thrown in your way. And I mean, you know, we just have to learn how to deal with it. You know, Paul had the thorn in his side and God wouldn't move it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has something that they have to go against to get to where they want to go. But if we give up before we get there, then we're never going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You see the people who are successful, they just have the stick-to-itiveness to stay with it until it breaks open. And that's the only in a testimony from somebody who's made it and a testimony from somebody who didn't make it,
mm-hmm.
most of the time, the difference is the person who made it stayed with it.
Mm.
You know, and so that's just the order of the day. When you start it, you have to stay with it and see it through, and it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is right on point. If you start it, just stick with it. And it's even a lesson we can teach our kids. If they start something, don't allow them to start quitting.
Absolutely. Because if something is your destiny, it's just not going to be given to you on a platter. Like, oh, okay, here's your destiny. Go ahead. Be happy. You know, basically it's your destiny, but nobody said it was going to be easy.
That's right.
You know, nobody said it was just going to be handed to you,
mm-hmm.
and you were going to be able to be the king like David. You know, he had to go through all kinds of stuff before he became king.
That's right.
And so, you know, we just have to stay with it, stay the course,
mm-hmm.
and believe whatever power that you believe in that's greater than yourself. For us, we choose to call that God.
Right.
You know, God is our source. You know, whatever that power is, you just have to believe in that power and stay with it until the thing that you've been shown materialize.
Absolutely. And so this morning, I don't know if you've done it or not, but we've talked about it several times. And we have it on our board for those days when we get discouraged or we get bummed out or the day is just hard. And we look up at our dream board and there is a big sign that just says, well, it's not even that big, but it's a yellow sticky that simply says, DC, don't quit.
Absolutely, Carlette. And I'm going to just tell you how I look at this situation. The bigger the distraction, the bigger the reward.
Mm.
When you have a distraction in your life and it's just really trying to take you out.
Like a nemesis, huh?
Exactly. When it's trying to stop you from being successful, that just means the reward is that much greater.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that much greater. So, I mean, you cannot stop or give up because at the first little sign of toughness.
Right.
You know, when the
And you can't be a wah.
No, you can't be a crybaby. I'm going to go cry to somebody about
wah.
It. If you're scared, go to the police.
Now, what does that have to do with?
I mean, if you're scared, call the law.
That's what scared people do. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with business and being scared. You can't call the police if you're scared.
Yes, you can. You can call the police for anything. You can pretty much call the police for anything you want to.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So, in a nutshell.
Go ahead.
To have any type of success with anything, if you're not having any obstacles to have to get over,
right,
then whatever you're trying to get is probably not worth anything.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I said this weekend? I said, and this is just so very true. Sometimes you say, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, the moral of the story is this: it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And so everybody is going to have some rain. But you know, if you can't stand the rain, you'll never be able to see the sunshine. You'll never be able to see the rainbow at the end of all of the distractions, at the end of all of the fear. I would say to you this morning, press in, dig really deep, and stand. Stand in what you believe in. Write those fears down and then just begin to dissipate those fears one at a time. Just begin to just blow them up, because the only way that fear can get you and get to you is if you let it. And you've got to make a decision. Whose report at the end of the day are you going to believe? And that's the real question. So this Momentum Monday, I hope that you're off to a great start. I hope that you put those fears where they belong. Take your shoe off right now and look at it, because it needs to be right there underneath your dirty shoe. It needs to be underneath your feet. And start your momentum. Start your week off with some great affirmations, some great declarations. And most of all, that attitude of gratitude. Just being here for another day presents great possibility. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your Momentum Monday right here with us on the official OPT Network. You know we love you, but God loves you even more than that. So love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great, a safe, and a momentum Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday, everybody. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT.